So here with Davo after a 5-0 home win in the Hampshire Cup against Brockenhurst. Davo, you couldn't have asked for a better game tonight, could you? 5-0 winners, different scorers, and a debut for young Jaquan up front.
Yeah, spot on. It's a great win, isn't it? I mean, that's 6 wins out of 9 we've had now, which is a remarkable record for any team, let alone a team that's, you know, was near the bottom of the league. So, yeah, really, really good win. Brockenhurst are not a bad outfit. They've beaten Yate this year. They've beaten Mangotsfield. I've got a lot of time for the manager. He's built a pretty good side there. He's got a few players that are very decent. Could easily play higher levels and have played higher levels, a couple of them. So, all in all, perfect night for us. Really, really pleased.
And they don't come very often, as we've said before, but a clean sheet tonight, that must fill you with confidence. And obviously Jordan coming into the side tonight, he hasn't played obviously a lot of football, but for him to get a clean sheet, he must be brimming with confidence as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to get a clean sheet. Jordan's a really important member of the squad. He works really hard with Pricey. He's unfortunate that Pricey is the best keeper in the league, and no doubt about it, but I think we've got the best number two in the league as well. Let's not forget that. Not that he wants to be renowned as a number two, but he's learning his trade. He's still 19, which is amazing, really. And tonight, it was really important for us. He made a great save. Was it 1-0 or 2-0? 1-0, I think. Really, really good save, which was probably their only real shot that they had, proper shot. And it was a great save. So, you know, he concentrated throughout the game and nice and solid. Talking was good. And yeah, clean sheets are brilliant. I think he's got 2 now. Price hasn't got any. So, you know, I'm sure he'll be pleased with that.
And did you find it difficult to prepare for the game tonight? Obviously, you've had your 2 league games. I said in the previous interview that it was built up to be quite a big week. And then you come into a cup game where you're at home, you're the favourites, you're expected to win the game, and you're playing a side from a league below. Did the players find it hard? Did you find it hard to set up your system?
No, we prepared like we do. We had a usual sort of dossier of information on them. They had a few players slightly different to what we thought. I think they had an issue with a couple trying to get there or something. But in the main, it was their main players, which we were expecting. And they played pretty much how we expected. You know, the lad Barker out wide is a good player. And, you know, yeah, it was important to nullify him. And I thought we did that quite well. And we got on the ball and we played. It was a tricky pitch. The groundsman did well to get the game on, to be honest with you. I thought the pitch didn't play great, but, you know, to get the game on was good. We played some really good football. Some of the goals were outstanding, and all in all, the performance was sort of 8 out of 10, really, which is what we thought we'd need in order to win the game, and that's what we've done.
From an outsider looking in, you'd think that maybe you've been working on set plays recently. Dan Russell again today, or tonight, with another 2 goals from corners, and on Saturday, 2 goals, and won you the game on Saturday. Is that something you've been working on in training, or have you set up slightly differently or anything like that?
Not really. I mean, we've worked on it periodically through the season, set pieces. We run through them all before the game. Everyone identifies the runs they're going to make and where the balls are going to go. We've got a couple of set routines that we do, and they're paying dividends. So, yeah, it's pleasing to do that. Put a ball in a good area, attack it with a lot of, you know, real good purpose, and the chances are you're going to score goals. And we've done that. What do we get, 2 or 3 from that today again? So, yeah, really pleased with that.
And you must be pleased, 3-0 obviously at half-time, and then to kick on in the second half and win the game 5-0, you know, you didn't take your foot off the pedal, you kept up the same tempo and that same momentum that you had. You must be pleased with that, and pleased with the character from the players.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's difficult when the game seems almost like it's dead. I didn't think it was, you know, we didn't really want half time to come. If the game was straight through, I think we got a few more than we did in the end, because it sort of broke our stride a little bit. But second half, they started relatively well. First 5 minutes, I thought we did well to sort of stem any attacks that they had, and then eventually we got the 4th goal, nice finish from Sim, and went on and got a 5th, and could have got 2 or 3 more, really. So, you know, all in all, it's a great result. You don't see them get rolled over many, many times by many goals. You know, I think they're going to end up being a top half side in the Wessex League. and we've done a really good professional job on them today. So I suspect there was one or two that maybe thought that they might get something against us today, but we show them what we're about. And you know, if we play like that, like we can, we're a match for almost every team around. So we look forward to whoever we've got in the next round. You know, the Hampshire Senior Cup's a prestigious cup. We're still in five cups, you know, which is which keeps the season bubbling along. We've got some tough games in them coming up, but you know, we look forward to that. We utilise the squad again today. We've utilised the squad. We've had no James Scott, Jack White, no Pricey today. Black sat the game out today and Hawley played. Stu Parker's still out. So, you know, Rob Carr's missing, who's as good a threat as anyone in the league. So, you know, it's great that we've managed to do that without some key players. And eventually they're all going to come back and we're going to have some headaches. But, you know, for now it's a good night for us, and we look forward to Barton Rovers now on Saturday, which will be tough. It's, you know, no prizes for guessing. We need to sort our away record out. Going to try one or two things to try and change the mentality of that, because it's no different playing away. You know, sometimes you're playing on even better pitches. So I don't think we should be afraid of playing away. Teams will come on to us, and we've got a lot of pace in the team, so we can hit on the counter-attack. So, you know, I don't think we should hold any fears going to Barton. Whilst they're a good side, they were well fancied before the season started. So, you know, we'll go there full of confidence with three wins in a week. And as I said, six wins out of nine. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
And you mentioned, obviously, about the squad. And I said at the start, young Jaquan came on tonight for his first full first-team debut. You must be delighted with the progress, again, that the youth team are making. And, again, the progress that he's making. He seems as though he's a bit of an old-school striker in terms of very much hold the ball up, big, strong, physical lad. And wants to bring other players into the game.
Yeah, absolutely is. I mean, he's come into training. He's looked really good. The lads have really taken him on, you know, into their, you know, into the setup really well. And he's, you know, he's a shining example for the youth team and what you can do and how you need to act and how you need to approach your football. So hopefully, the few others in the youth setup follow that lead and can push on as well as he has. So yeah, well done, Jaquan.
Okay, and best of luck on Saturday then for the next away trip to Barton. And just any final thoughts from you about tonight or Brockenhurst?
Yeah, really good. Like I said, it's great that we got the result. And good luck to Brockenhurst for the rest of the season. And Pat McManus, he's done a good job there. And you know, hopefully they have a good rest of the season.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.